Progressive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272, where your prescription for change. Drinking green tea, we talk about it all the time. You hear about it. I do think you ought to switch, by the way. If you're thinking right now in your mind, wonder if he wants me to stop drinking coffee and switch over to green tea. Huh. Yep. How'd you know? Major, major difference. Now, is coffee bad for you? It causes a lot of acidity in the body. It raises cortisol levels. But it does have some good benefits. They did a study. 65% of men that drink coffee had lowered prostate issues. Now, listen, before you are concerned about your prostate and go start drinking a pot of coffee a day, don't. Because the benefits from green tea far outweigh that. Now, green tea has incredible benefits, all right? It major benefits on lowering cortisol, which is a stress hormone, anti-cancer properties. It's got incredible benefits to it. But they're saying now, I mean, they already know, or we already know, that it can help fight things like obesity and diabetes and autoimmune, like rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, lupus, and even cancer. But a recent study, it was published in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, adds to the evidence that as it reveals to consuming green tea or green tea supplements, it can help lower LDL, it's low-density lipoproteins, or the bad cholesterol. So in the study, Olivia Fung, which is an assistant professor of pharmacy at Western University of Health Sciences, in Pomona, California, and her colleagues analyzed data from 20 clinical trials, yada, yada, yada. They found that in the participants who consumed green tea or green tea supplements every day experienced a 5 to 6 point average drop in the LDL cholesterol. It's the bad stuff. And the various trials included, the evaluation lasted anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months. And the benefits of green tea were most apparent in participants that had already had high cholesterol prior to joining the studies. So they did say that green tea in a beverage form, such as a hot liquid, was more effective than the supplement form in lowering cholesterol levels. So if you're not drinking green tea, one thing you should do every single day, my opinion, is drink green tea. It's easy. My goodness, just make it a habit. Whether it's in the afternoon, the morning, whatever it is, drink a cup of green tea every day. It will knock your cortisol levels out in a major way. Cortisol will put fat on your midsection in a big, big way because of the cortisol levels. But it can make a big difference. Drink green tea every day and drink a couple of cups if you can and notice a big difference. Now, the only caveat to that, I guess, would be if you have an autoimmune disease of any kind. Sometimes if you have an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's for your thyroid disease or lupus, something like that. If you have a condition like that, you got to be really careful because green tea can actually stimulate part of the immune system that would cause the body to attack certain parts of the other parts of the body. So you got to be careful with that, and just be careful. And sometimes there's opposites to that, echinacea tea and all. But green tea overall is really, really good for you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also shoot me an email. Don't forget, you can go there always at getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Alan. Alan, welcome to the show.
Good evening, sir.
Good to talk with you, sir. What's going on?
I got to admit, I'm a first-time listener, and it just happened to be on my
work car or radio, somebody else must have had on, and I was listening, and of course I've held for about an hour, but you answered just about, well, every question I would have had about myself, like, you know, obesity, and just, you were just talking about the green tea issue, and so many things about, man, gluten, and it's like, man, he said everything if I want to ask questions on one side about myself, but I'm not called in tonight to talk about, situation too, dealing with a possibility with my wife's severe colon problems. And of course, we're one of these Okies out here, probably like some of the other callers that are uninsured. And, you know, it's kind of a frustration, you know, when we go in time after time to ERs. And I know ERs, if you don't have a broken leg or something they can look at, they're not into so much diagnostic type. And I know she has a family history over like the last five generations where most of the females have all, you know, develop problems with the colon, and probably within 5 or 6 years end up passing away, even in the early 50s, and she just turned 50. And so we're kind of like at odds, even from a wellness angle, because the state has approved a pre-colonoscopy, but it can't be done until January. And it's kind of like, in the meantime, we wonder, what in the world can you do? Either try, I mean, she's dropped 60 pounds in 5 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And we know, you know, even what we've been told is like you. That's an awful rapid rate as well. So I don't know, you know, from a wellness angle, if we can do anything in the meantime, till January, since it seems like there's nothing else that can be done with the medical system, unless you've got the insurance to get in and say, okay, here we come. And now, you know, he, I don't know, of course, the surgeon at the consultation just said, well, we wish you, for there was a way we could get somebody to cancel, or we could get a colonoscopy done, you know, in advance, of course, in ERs, and they just tell you, well, just take your pain medication, some little Flagyl, and some, you know, antibiotics, and go home, and, you know, that, you know, it's kind of like a vicious little cycle, because your pain medication runs out in a couple of weeks, and, you know, and of course, that was large sigmoid. Well, I mean, we know where the problem is over there. Or at least that's where, you know, the problem has been in the past. This is like, this would be her third colonoscopy that the state has allowed, you know, because of the family medical history.
I think in a situation like this, I mean, obviously you want to wait on the test so you can get that done so the doctor can give you, you know, their advice. And that's what you really need to put in the, I guess, in the pocket, to make sure you follow that to a T. If you're looking for more kind of prevention, lifestyle tips, and things that she can be doing, I mean, her diet right now, if you're dealing with the colon, and see, the weight loss is what really gets me. That's the one thing I'd be overly concerned about. You know, and her appetite, looking at that. But it really comes down to what she's eating on a regular basis. And I have a book. It's called Empowering Your Health, and you can get it at empoweringyourhealth.com. But in that, I talk a lot about a lot, you know, from our health from A to Z. It's a real good common sense guide if you don't know much about health to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Some of the things that she should be focusing on, one is diet. And in an anti-inflammatory diet, the goal is to reduce inflammation in the gut and in the body. And that's basically three major nutrients, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And that's good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats like the almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. And so eating in a way that brings health to the body is what she probably should be focusing on. And better lifestyle choices like exercise, drinking plenty of water, half her body weight in ounces of water every single day. So when I come out of this commercial break, I'm going to kick into a little bit more and talk about supplements that help build the immune system. They're very important. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community that you empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We'll be right back.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. You ever heard of Ayurvedic medicine? It's Indian-based medicine. It's got a lot of integrative type properties to it. But for years and years, matter of fact, for 5,000 years, as they say, flaxseed and linseed were highly popular in India as complete cures for inflammation and inflammatory diseases. So if you want to think about anything with an itis, means inflammation. So arthritis and those sorts of things, they used linseed and flaxseed. So just a couple of things to note there. And they said that ground, freshly ground flax seeds usually help with most of the inflammatory diseases. And so you can buy that actually at the store already ground up. And it oxidizes within 10 minutes of grinding. So if you buy the already ground up flaxseed, just so you know, it's lost most of its nutrients before you even open up the package. So that's something just to note briefly on that. So you want to actually get the seeds themselves and maybe get a grinder if you really want to go all out. I mean, you know, again, these are down to the details, but you don't, I'd just be happy you're taking ground flax. I don't like the flaxseed oil, though, for people trying to get your omega-3 fats because it has to go through a two-step process in the liver to turn into an omega-3 that's usable. And just for example, the only portion that's usable ends up being about 15 to 20% of what you took in. So when it comes to flaxseed, if you do a lot of the oil, too, it can mess with the estrogen levels in the body. So for women, if you're in the menopausal stage, it might be a benefit. But for guys, not so much, because again, it's going to cause estrogen levels to go up and your testosterone to go down. And when estrogen goes up, guys, other things do not go up. So something you might want to be a little cautious with. Carol in Tulsa, Oklahoma sends an email in. She says, I've smoked for over 20 years. I'm ready to stop. I've heard you talk about a few ideas to help in the past. Can you go over some of them? I can. For smoking, which I know is a tough issue for a lot of people, but, you know, again, it comes down to you deciding that you want to get well. And when that happens and you're ready, then you can start making some changes. And some of those changes, which I think are really, really important, are more just the lifestyle-based, but it's the mindset change first. Replacement behavior is good, too. So if you're out smoking all the time and you switch over to exercising or some other hobby, it can really help replace that need for the actual action of smoking the cigarettes. But the other is acupuncture. That's a big one that I think is wonderful. And it's called auriculotherapy. It's where they take almost like, it looks like an earring that wraps around the ear. But they've located some points, some meridian points, that when they are stimulated constantly, it gets rid of that need for the nicotine and the addictive behavior. And they use it for other addictive type substances too in the body, but you know it's used also for smoking, for nicotine. So a lot of doctors actually have clinics that's what they do. You go into Chicago, I was there the other day, and you drive around, there's billboards everywhere for auricular therapy. It has a big ear and the little clip that goes around it, and it says something like tried acupuncture, you know, or something like that. But they're actually clinics, so that's all they do. So something to think about, because it does work, and I have seen and read really, really good results on auriculotherapy. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check it out. And you can go online, of course, getwellradio.com. Don't forget all the social media around that, too. Let's go to Betsy now and kick it off. Hi, Betsy. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm living well.
Great. Thank you, doctor, for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm fairly new to the show, but I've heard you in the last over the last couple of weeks, a couple of times, and I have a friend who I recently, and I mean just last week, found out she's in stage 4 cancer. It started apparently in her colon and spread to her liver, and she must have been without any type of medical care because she did have symptoms, but apparently she didn't check it out. When she finally got sick enough to have to go to the emergency room, that started the process of them finding out what was going on. And now they gave her the option of chemo, giving her about a year to a year and a half of life, and or no chemo would give her 3 to 4 months. And I'm just, and she, the chemo made her so sick constantly that, and it just was a really vile type of sickness. She, it's just unbearable. And I just wonder, since she's decided not to do the chemo, is, are there any things that she can do, just environmentally or, you know, dietary, nutritionally, that can make her time that she does have left as comfortable or even possibly prolong that 3 to 4 months?
There are a lot of things that you could do, and that is a long conversation. But I can tell you, does she have, has she gone to maybe a doctor that does more natural methods, or has she only gone to the oncologist at this point?
She spent some time in the hospital, several weeks, and now she's at home with a family member, just sort of convalescing.
Okay. Now's the time, if she's ready to take this thing on, which she should be, because it's a battle, is that her lifestyle choices now, from the foods that she eats to the stress that she's under, emotional or physical or whatever, and her choices every single day really, really matter. Because even though it's stage four, and I know that it can be really scary and it can be a lot of doom and gloom at this point, but still, she can get the body more alkaline. There's all kinds of diets that, you know, she can get with someone to work on, and there's so much that can be done even at this point. I never get to a place where I lose hope with anyone, and that's just my personality. But I think even with what we know in healthcare in general and about the body, so in standard medicine, they're giving you the traditional outcome and the outlook and her options, okay? But there's a whole different side that's not standard of care. You have to know that. And I don't think she should go away from what the oncologist is saying, but I do think she needs to find someone that can really guide her in her lifestyle choices in dealing with cancer. And there's a ton she can do, and that's one thing I think she should look into to have on her team. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, if you it's a little fuzzy where you're listening, you can always go to iHeartRadio, download the app, and you can find either plug in the letters WLAC or WWNC, the one, during our normal time that we air, and you can always catch the show each and every night, of course, 8 p.m. to midnight, that's Eastern time. You can always catch us crystal clear on your iPhone, iPad, or wherever you have an app. But iHeartRadio is a really, really cool way to do it. And, of course, you can listen anytime during that time and catch it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You know, there's a hair loss drug called Propecia. And it came out years ago, and it was kind of hot. And a lot of guys, you know, jumped on it and supposedly was slow. The hair loss wouldn't stop it, but it would slow it. Well, there's some research saying now that it's causing depression in men. In prior research published in 2011, there was a team at George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. They found a link between Propecia use and long-term sexual problems in users because it lowers testosterone. Guys, by the way, it's one of the mechanisms of how it works. In a new study, the same team studied 61 former users of Propecia who had experienced persistent sexual side effects lasting for 3 months or more. And they found that 11% also suffered from symptoms indicating mild depression. 28 had symptoms suggesting moderate depression, and 36% showed severe depression. 44% of the men also had suicidal thoughts. In contrast, just 10% of men were balding but did not take Propecia and had signs of depression. And only 3% said they had suicidal thoughts. So conclusion is, this was in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, says, I definitely think that the study had very important messages when you're looking at something like suicide and those kind of thoughts. Dr. Michael Erwig, who's assistant professor, he says, for their part, Propecia's maker, who is Merck, contends that the drug has demonstrated safety and efficacy profiles that have the product labeling appropriately and describes the benefits and risk of the drug to help inform prescribing with depression as a risk on the label. There's their big disclaimer, if you will. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's dealing with depression. And so a lot of guys, it gets, lowers your testosterone, lowers DHT, which is a version of testosterone. And although it can slow the balding process and help with your prostate, too, by the way, it can lead to depression, which lower levels of testosterone, those are some of the symptoms that you deal with. So just something to think about. That's for sure, because it can be a big, big challenge. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Let's go to Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Ron.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. What's going on?
I am Mr. Dickerson, Ron. My problem is I'm taking Viagra. I've taken it several times. Very, very expensive, about $25 a capsule. I get four of them. It don't work.
Oh, it's not working for you.
Not working hard at all. A little bit, not enough. Something like something else that makes it stronger.
Are you overweight?
No.
And have you been to your doctor recently, and that's really the only option they gave you?
That's the only something I take to strengthen it, maybe. Make it stronger, like take alcohol or something like that, take with it.
Well, you don't want, I personally, if your doctor told you to avoid alcohol, did they?
Yeah, I've been having alcohol for 40, 50 years, so.
Probably not a good idea. Are you a coffee drinker?
Pardon? No coffee. We drink tea a little bit.
Yeah, coffee, well, just so you know, coffee actually is in the same drug class. The caffeine is in the same drug class as Viagra and Cialis. It's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. And so it actually has similar effects. So believe it or not, I'm not a huge advocate of drinking coffee a lot, but if you're dealing with things like ED, the coffee actually is in the same family and also can protect the prostate up to about 65%. That's what they have put in recent studies. So coffee may be of some benefit in that area for you if the Viagra is not working. Are you a big exercise like type guy? Do you get out and exercise quite a bit?
Not enough, probably. Not enough.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Not really?
Not really enough. Not really enough exercise. I'm retired now. I'm 76 years old. I don't get enough exercise, probably. Used to.
I'll tell you, cardiovascular exercise and getting your body moving is a big piece of this. So exercising, if you're not doing 5 days a week, 20 or 30 minutes then of consistent exercise, you're not getting definitely enough. And that could be one of the culprits. So if you've worked with your doctors and they just kind of scratching their head and they really don't know and they're giving you Viagra and kind of sent you on your way, then you might want to, you know, it's kind of a place where you got to take responsibility for your own health. And exercise is a big piece of it. You drinking plenty of water a day?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Well, make sure you're doing half your body weight in ounces. That's kind of the standard. So what do you weigh right
about
now?
About 165.
Yeah, so 80 ounces a day, roughly. 80 ounces a day would be good. And, you know, because the hydration matters, too, when you're looking at that. Omega-3 fatty acids are important, too, like cod liver oil. That also can be a big help. But I would look into, definitely, with the whole ED issue, I would look into your exercise routine. I think you might find some really good success just in that, especially with your age. You're still young, but when you get in that retirement mode, you get down to a place where things, you know, they slow down a little bit. You slow down mentally a little bit. Just you tend to chill out a little bit more. And your body likes to move. Doesn't matter if you're 30 or 70. It still was designed to move, and it makes a big difference when you do that, okay? But I would look into that. Keep me posted on it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Send me an email. Go to getwellradio.com, and we can take it, make it part of the show, or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. I'll go to Gina next. Hi, Gina.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Great, darling. What's going on?
Well, my husband and I have four very small children, which is wonderful. So we have a big family already.
That's great.
And it's awesome. And we are trying to figure out what to do for planning our family for the future. And my husband and I are thinking about him getting a vasectomy. And he has done some research and has read some things about there being autoimmune issues with that and long-term effects. And we want to make sure that none of those are the case. And we've talked to our family doctor about it, but we're still a little iffy on it. Do you have any thoughts on vasectomies?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you my personal opinion. I mean, standard of care medicine and the way we teach and what we've learned is that although you can read some of that stuff that's out there about autoimmune and all that, is there a potential? I mean, are there cases? Well, yeah, there's cases, but I mean, there's cases with all kinds of things. You know, even side effects with medications, you've got to look at some of that and weigh the good and the bad. But are most vasectomies very successful? Yes. And so with all that said, you know, I don't know. I mean, me personally, I want to leave things the way they were, the way they were designed. And I mean, I've been a part of it. I've assisted in the surgeries. I've seen it. I just, if you're concerned about, you know, obviously, you know, making more kids and you guys are pretty happy with what you have, you know, I would just look at other options unless he's comfortable with it. Hey, if he's all for it, then go for it. But if there's any hesitation, I would wait until you're completely comfortable. So if you're calling me to say, hey, go for it, no big deal, I'm not a no big deal kind of guy because I think any surgery is a big deal. Anytime you alter the body from the way it was originally designed, I mean, it's you're messing around with something that I really feel like doesn't need to be. That makes sense. Does that make sense? Because I'm way more conservative too, and that's just my mindset. I'm just that way. So, and I know you don't want to have an oops because you have four and you have a beautiful family and all of that, but you know at the same time, what is your age? How old are you guys?
Oh, we're 30. I'm 33.
Yeah,
I'm
32. Okay.
Yeah, we have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and 6-month-old twins.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm really busy. And we know that the likelihood of me having another set of twins is pretty high if we...
I think for the most part, you know, from standard of care, which is the big, you know, medical term, it's a safe procedure from what, you know, the literature says. And, you know, the outcomes are very good. So... Yeah, you know, you can read the fine print and see all the different craziness that can happen. And it's true. And I mean, sometimes you can do a vasectomy and oops. I mean, that can happen too. So I wouldn't worry too much about anything negative happening as far as health goes. What did your family doctor say? No problem.
She said no problem. She said no problem. And she actually is too great of medicine, so I do trust them. It's just, I just wanted another opinion on it.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, again, I've rarely ever heard of a situation like that going bad. I mean, that's just me. And you know, I'm not 80 years old, so I haven't been in the game that long. But still, you know, it's just a personal decision. It is. It's kind of like vaccines. Some people are for it, some people are against it. It's one of those things you do your research on it, and you pray about it together, and you make your decision, you go for it. So that's what I would say in this situation, because it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, you can accomplish what you need to accomplish, and there's competent surgeons that can get it done and give you the results that you need. So anyway, I hope that helps. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. You ever heard of ginkgo? It's really, really good, just so you know. Little did you know. Really, really good for the treatment of sinusitis, tinnitus, and poor memory. And they used it long ago in India. Also, it's really, really good for nausea, by the way. And it's great for tea. Like, just, you can actually get ginger root, cut it up, and boil it at a very low simmer and make a tea with it. It's just phenomenal. So I never thought of doing that. It's really great. Really, really great. Also, that mental clarity. It talks about memory. It really lifts your mental clarity. So if you've got a lot of brain fog and all that, ginger tea is fantastic. Really, really good. 888-283-7272. Atlanta, Georgia, we have Linda that sent an email. It says, what are some good ways to help the effects of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome? And so, you know, that comes under a lot of the digestive issues that we see. So Crohn's, colitis, IBS, which is kind of the beginning stages of that. It comes down to two things, my opinion, okay, from what I've seen. Number one is your diet. I think cutting gluten out of your diet, which is that protein found in most grains, is a huge trigger. I don't care. It's not standard of care. It's not. Sorry. It's in a lot of British medical journals and some of the European research, but it's not in our system. And I know a lot of colleagues that have worked with folks and removed it from the diet. I have in years past, and it is amazing what happens. So that's one of the big ones. All right. And then also there's always a strong emotional component. Whether it's a deep-rooted subconscious deal that you're dealing with. But, Linda, most of the time when somebody has a digestive-related issue, there's such a strong emotional component, subconscious level. And it could be from childhood. It could be from a toxic relationship, whatever. And it can make a big deal. And it can start triggering a lot of these symptoms. So those are the top two. I mean, you can get into supplements and all that. But at the end of the day, those are some of the main ones that you really got to look out for. Okay, 888-283-7272 lines are open. Send me an email at getwellradio.com. I'll be glad to answer it on the show or in private. And all this information, all the nutrition stuff that we talk about here on the show, it's at the website. So if you miss it, if I talk too fast, you're driving and you can't write it down, just remember the website and you can go there and check it all out. James, we're going to go to you, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, Dr. Asa. I'm James from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you, James.
I recently diagnosed as having some adrenal gland tumors. Tumors in both adrenal glands. They have removed the right one. Pathology said it was a pheochromocytoma. The other adrenal gland had a smaller tumor, so they didn't want to take it out at the same time. Now I have two tumors in the left adrenal, and it's definitely got to come out. I was just wondering how well patients do on the medications that they put you on once you have both of your adrenal glands taken out.
Well, now is this for you? Are you wanting to know this for you?
Obviously. Yes,
yeah, okay. Yes. It just depends. Every situation is different. It really is. I mean, it's a tough call. And when I say that, it's really kind of 50-50. And have you talked to your doctor about it? Have you kind of asked their thoughts? What do they tell you?
Don't worry about it kind of thing? Yeah, everybody's trying to be upbeat. I've worked in the medical field for 22 years, and I've seen, you know, some of the best specialists that are available, and all of my blood work and things have been sent to the Mayo Clinic, you know, to be double checked, and so everybody's playing it real safe with me. But they it off. So before they would remove this left adrenal gland, they say I either, they think I either have Cushing's disease or Addison's disease going on. And they need to get that diagnosed before they remove this left one. I get the results tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm just kind of worried about it. Not that, you know, without the Cushing's or the Addison's, I was just wondering, you know, your view on how well patients do. I understand you lose your fight or flight response. And
you do.
I was just wondering, you know, how that's going to affect my life. And
well,
I guess I'll have to not step out in front of any cars. But,
you'll have a good temperament and demeanor.
Oh, well, good Lord's going to take care of me.
He's already given you that. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know that I would – I mean, I know they're leaning that way and they're doing their due diligence and they're doing the testing and all of that to find out exactly what's going on. But I would hang tight. You know, maybe not all hope is lost on having to remove anything. There's always a chance of a really good report. So, you know, we're going to find the results out tomorrow, right? So I would just – I know you want to get all the information so you're well prepared and kind of get your mind in a certain place. But medicine has advanced so much with this type of thing that I wouldn't worry too much. Just wait and see what the results are. Once you get the results and you know for sure, you may end up getting a good report tomorrow. And that's my hope for you. And, you know, with that, you know, always with any kind of news when you're waiting for test and all, I think our minds are conditioned to always think the worst first. And really in medicine they teach that, because no matter what you find with someone, you kind of find the worst case scenario and then work your way backwards, and then of course if it's really good news, then it's great news. So I would just hang tight, see what they say, and then go from there. Really would, because there may be a possibility that you don't have to, and that would be amazing. So, keep me posted, though. You're welcome to call or email anytime. But, again, you're asking me the outcomes. Typically, the outcomes from what I've seen and studied have been pretty good. Again, it's not something I have done, but it's something that I have studied quite often, okay? That's another out in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.